AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead has reached 2,300 and is expected to go higher. The earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria hit hard an area that housed war-displaced Syrians.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable to this new shock. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said in a statement that the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians already struggling with a severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say three U.S. tourists were stabbed in Puerto Rico early today after someone told them to stop filming in a renowned seaside community known as La Perla that is popular with tourists. One of the three was stabbed six times. No arrests in Puerto Rico have been made. A teenager in Florida pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing a 13-year-old classmate 114 times in 2021. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbass region as Moscow assembles additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. A Russian court sentenced a popular cookbook author and blogger to 9 years in prison after convicting her in absentia for spreading false information about the country's military. Officials were working to prevent any major explosion from the smoldering wreckage of an Ohio train derailment near the Pennsylvania state line. About 50 cars derailed in a fiery crash Friday night. Fire crews are battling a large fire at a suburban Chicago warehouse that produced a towering smoke plume visible for miles. American skier Michaela Schifrin missed what looked like a certain gold medal on the opening day of the World Championship. This is AP News. There is another chance to get rich.
Tonight, somebody could win the $747 million Powerball jackpot. Okay, your chances of winning are, well, you know, 1 in 292 million. But somebody did win the billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions jackpot in January, and somebody who bought a ticket in California hit a record $2 billion jackpot last November. But, now get this, nobody has claimed either one of those prizes. Good luck tonight. I'm Rita Foley.
Ads for Sunday's Super Bowl on Fox sold out. A 30-second spot sold for more than $7 million. After the crash of the crypto market, don't expect to see ads like this from last year.
It's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Anheuser-Busch remains the biggest Super Bowl advertiser. Ed Donahue, AP News.